Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Hi, I'm Zev. For 3 years, I thought I was building a future with someone special. Turns out, I was just another stepping stone in Olivia's grand plan. You really outdid yourself tonight, Olivia said, admiring the anniversary dinner I'd prepared. Her dark hair caught the candlelight as she sipped the wine I'd been saving for a special occasion. Nobody's ever treated me like you do. That's because nobody's ever loved you like I do, I replied, reaching across the table for her hand. 3 years feels like just the beginning. She smiled, but something flickered behind her eyes. Zev, you know how much I appreciate everything you've done for me, right? Supporting me through grad school, helping me network. Of course, that's what partners do. She nodded slowly. I got a call today. That firm in London wants me. Senior position, everything I've worked for. London? I set down my fork. You applied for jobs in London? When were you going to tell me? I wasn't sure it would happen, she said, looking away. But it did, and I have to take it. This is my dream. Our dream was to build something here, together, remember? I never promised. Actually, you did, multiple times. I pushed my plate away. We talked about marriage, Olivia. Things change, Zev. People change. She reached for my hand. I love you. I really do. But this opportunity, if you love me, we'd be figuring this out together. The realization was sinking in. How long have you been planning this exit? It's not an exit, it's an opportunity, she insisted, her voice hardening. And frankly, I don't need your permission. My phone buzzed, a text from my best friend Damon. Dude, check your email, now. Excuse me, I muttered, pulling up my email. Can't that wait? Olivia snapped. We're having an important conversation. The subject line read, FYI, O's farewell party. Inside was an email thread where Olivia's friend Taylor had accidentally copied me. Messages about Olivia's going away party, scheduled for tomorrow. Plans discussed weeks ago. Mentions of her new British boyfriend James, who'd helped secure her position. What's wrong? Olivia asked, noticing my expression. You look like you've seen a ghost. I turned my phone toward her. You want to explain this? The color drained from her face. Zev, I can explain. Your farewell party is tomorrow? You've been planning this for weeks? And who the hell is James? It's complicated, she stammered. I was going to tell you everything tonight. After 3 years, I deserve more than a goodbye dinner and a convenient explanation. I stood up, shaking. How long have you been seeing him? 6 months, she whispered. But it wasn't serious until recently. The doorbell rang. I checked my phone, another text from Damon. I'm outside. Let me know if you need me. You should go, I said quietly. Pack your things while I take a walk. Zev, please. Now, Olivia. As I opened the door, Damon's concerned face greeted me. Hey, man. Taylor told me what happened. She feels terrible about the email. Did everyone know except me? Damon shook his head. Not everyone, but enough. I came as soon as I found out. He glanced over my shoulder at Olivia, who was gathering her purse. Want me to stay? No, I replied, but I'll need your help later. Damon squeezed my shoulder. Whatever you need, bro, just call. As I walked with Damon into the cool evening air, one thought crystallized. This wasn't just a breakup. This was a betrayal that had been carefully orchestrated, and I wasn't going to let it stand. The next morning, I sat across from my cousin Mia at her kitchen table. She pushed a steaming mug of coffee toward me. I can't believe she did that to you, Mia said, tucking her curly red hair behind her ear. After everything you invested in that relationship. Invested is the right word. I scrolled through my banking app. I've been going through our finances. Do you know how much money I put into her career? How much? $30,000, give or take. Tuition help, networking events, that work wardrobe she needed for interviews. I put my phone down. I even paid for the conference where she apparently met James. Mia whistled. That's substantial. Did you have any kind of agreement? Nothing in writing, but there are emails, texts where she explicitly promised to pay me back once she landed a good position. I rubbed my temples. She called it investing in our future. That might be enough, Mia said thoughtfully. Her experience as a paralegal was already kicking in. Have you spoken to her since last night? She's called 17 times, left voicemails about how sorry she is, how she still loves me but needs to do this for herself. I laughed bitterly. Apparently, she was hoping we could stay connected while she explored this opportunity. That's rich. Mia's phone buzzed. She glanced at it. Taylor just texted me. The farewell party is still on at La Maison tonight. Olivia told everyone you two had an emotional but mutually respectful separation. Mutually respectful? I nearly choked on my coffee. She was cheating on me for 6 months. Want to crash the party? I'll be your backup. No, I said, an idea forming. But I do need you to go. Take notes on what she says about me. Record it if you can. Mia raised an eyebrow. What are you planning? I'm getting my money back and making sure everyone knows exactly who Olivia Reed really is. The doorbell rang. Mia checked her security camera. It's Damon and Elena. I'd asked Damon to bring his girlfriend, who happened to work at Olivia's current company. Hey, Elena said as they entered, giving me a sympathetic hug. I'm so sorry. What Olivia's doing is beyond unprofessional. What do you mean? I asked. She's been using company resources for her London job hunt, private client information, proprietary research. Elena lowered her voice. Mr. Abernathy has no idea she's been sharing confidential materials with Blackwood Partners in London. Can you prove that? Mia asked sharply. Elena pulled out a flash drive. It logs everything. I called in a favor from Marcus in security. It's all here. Emails sent to external addresses with confidential attachments, after-hours database access, clear violation of her non-compete and confidentiality agreements. I never wanted it to come to this, I said, staring at the flash drive. All I wanted was to build a life with her. She made her choice, Damon said firmly. Now you make yours. My phone rang. Olivia again. This time I answered and put it on speaker. Zev, please. Her voice cracked with practiced emotion. Can we talk? I'm leaving tomorrow and I can't go like this. Where's my money, Olivia? A pause. What? The $30,000 you promised to pay back. I need it before you leave the country. Her voice cooled instantly. Don't be ridiculous. That was your choice to support me. That's not what your email said. Check April 17th, when you called it a loan for our future. Or June 9th, when you promised to pay back every penny once I land the big job. Those were just expressions, she scoffed. You can't seriously expect. I expect exactly what you promised. And by the way, how's your non-compete agreement with Abernathy and Associates looking? Dead silence. Then, what have you done? Nothing yet. But I will if you don't make this right. You wouldn't dare, she hissed. You still love me too much to hurt me. The line went dead. I looked up at my three friends. That's where she's wrong, I said. Let's get to work. That evening, I walked into Abernathy and Associates with Mia beside me. The receptionist recognized me from company events. Zev, I thought you'd be at Olivia's party. Change of plans, Jen. Is Mr. Abernathy still here? In his office? Is everything okay? It will be, I assured her. 15 minutes later, we sat across from Robert Abernathy, a stern-faced man in his 60s, who had built his investment firm from nothing. These are serious allegations, Mr. Cohen, he said, reviewing the documents we'd brought. Miss Reed has been a valuable employee. I understand, sir. I took no pleasure in discovering this. I maintained eye contact. But as someone who respects your company, I couldn't let this breach of trust go unreported. He studied the evidence Elena had compiled. This appears quite damning. What exactly are you seeking here? Justice, I replied simply. And the return of personal funds that Miss Reed fraudulently obtained from me under false pretenses. I see. He picked up his phone. Jennifer, please call Miss Reed and ask her to come to my office immediately. Tell her it's urgent. He hung up. Now we wait. 20 minutes later, Olivia walked in, freezing when she saw me. What's going on? She asked, her voice tight. Please sit down, Miss Reed. Mr. Abernathy gestured to the empty chair. Mr. Cohen has brought some concerning information to my attention. Whatever he's told you is thoroughly documented, Abernathy cut her off, including unauthorized transfers of confidential client information to Blackwood Partners in London. Her face went pale. That's not, I was just violating your contract and potentially causing millions in damages to this firm? He pushed the evidence toward her. Care to explain? This is revenge, she sputtered, pointing at me. He's doing this because I broke up with him. Actually, Mia interjected, sliding forward a folder. This is about the $30,000 he loaned you, which you've refused to repay despite written promises to do so. I never signed anything, Olivia snapped. In New York State, written communications expressing intent to repay constitute an enforceable agreement, Mia explained calmly. We have dozens. This is ridiculous. Olivia looked desperately at Abernathy. Robert, we've worked together for years. You know me. I thought I did, he replied coldly. But these access logs don't lie. Nor does the fact that you accepted a position with our direct competitor while transferring our proprietary information to them. I can explain everything, Olivia's voice took on the pleading tone I knew so well. Zev, please. I made a mistake. I still care about you. We can work this out. I met her gaze steadily. No, we can't. I'm sorry to interrupt this personal drama, Abernathy said, but I've heard enough. He picked up his phone again. Jennifer, please ask security to escort Miss Reed to clean out her desk and call Sandra in legal immediately. You can't do this. Olivia stood up, voice rising. I built half your client relationships and we're planning to take them with you, it seems. Abernathy remained impassive. You're terminated, effective immediately. The firm will be pursuing legal action regarding the confidentiality breaches. This is all your fault, she shouted at me. You vindictive, pathetic... Miss Reed, Abernathy's voice cut through her tirade like steel. One more word, and I'll have you escorted from the building this instant. Your personal belongings will be sent to you. Two security guards appeared at the door. Olivia's shoulders slumped as the reality of her situation sank in. This isn't over, she whispered to me as she passed. Actually, I replied quietly, it is. 1 week later, I sat in attorney Sarah Goldstein's office reviewing the settlement agreement. So she's agreed to all terms, I asked, still not quite believing it. Sarah nodded, her gray-streaked bob swinging with the movement. Miss Reed had little choice. Between the civil suit you filed, the potential criminal charges for intellectual property theft, and Blackwood Partners rescinding their offer once they learned of her actions. She adjusted her glasses. The monthly repayment plan is generous, considering. It was never about punishing her, I said, just about making things right. Well, the non-disclosure agreement means neither of you can discuss the details publicly, Sarah continued. But your reputation has been preserved, and Mr. Abernathy speaks very highly of your integrity. In fact, Damon added from the chair beside me, he asked me to remind you that the junior analyst position is still yours if you want it. The door opened, and Mia rushed in. Sorry I'm late. Court ran long. She plopped into the empty chair. Did I miss the signing? Just about to, Sarah said, sliding the document toward me. As I picked up the pen, my phone buzzed with a text from Olivia. Can we please talk? Just one conversation, I'm begging you. I showed it to the others. The settlement doesn't prevent communication, Sarah noted. It's your choice. What do you think? I asked my friends. She doesn't deserve your time, Mia said firmly. But this might be your chance for real closure, Damon suggested. I considered both perspectives, then typed, Meet me at Carson's Coffee, 4 p.m., one conversation. 3 hours later, I watched Olivia enter the coffee shop. Her usual confident stride was gone. She slid into the booth across from me. Thank you for meeting me, she said quietly. What do you want, Olivia? To apologize. She twisted her hands together. What I did was unforgivable. I got caught up in ambition and I lost sight of what really mattered, which was you, us. Her eyes welled with tears. I made the biggest mistake of my life, Zev. I know that now. Now that London fell through and you're facing legal consequences? She flinched. I deserve that. But my feelings for you were real. They still are. She reached for my hand. We could try again. I know we could make it work. I gently withdrew my hand. No, we couldn't. Why not? People make mistakes. This wasn't a mistake. It was a series of calculated decisions over months. I kept my voice level. You lied to me every day. You took my money, my trust, and my love, all while planning your exit. I was confused. No, you were clear-headed enough to steal company information, cultivate a relationship with another man, and plan a farewell party without telling me. I shook my head. That's not confusion. That's character. Her tears flowed freely now. What can I do to make this right? Honor the agreement, pay back what you owe, and please stop contacting me. So that's it? 3 years, just erased? You did the erasing, Olivia. I'm just accepting it. I stood up. Goodbye. Later that evening, Damon, Mia, and Elena gathered at my apartment, helping me box up the last of Olivia's things to be donated. How do you feel? Elena asked, sealing a box of books. Lighter, I admitted, like I can finally move forward. Abernathy called me again about that position, Damon mentioned. He's impressed with how you handled everything. I might take him up on it, I said, but first, I think I need some time. Maybe that solo trip to Japan I always wanted to take. You deserve it, Mia said, raising her glass. To new beginnings. As my friends clinked glasses, I realized that while I couldn't erase what Olivia had done, I could choose how to respond. Not with bitterness, but with dignity and the determination to build something better. To new beginnings, I echoed, and to friends who show you who really has your back. Have you ever had to completely start over after someone betrayed your trust? How did you rebuild? Share your experience in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more stories of resilience and renewal.